This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heavy at the moment. 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, and many of you know who have listened to my program for many years of my friendship with Dr. Joy Brown, who, if you have not heard and were a fan of hers or just knew who she was, and even if you didn't know who she was, I'll tell you who she was, she died at the age of 71. It hits home. I got goosebumps as I was saying that. The idea that someone can make a career, people point in my direction when words like this come up, but this is not about me, this is about her. I met her first when she was starting at a Boston radio station about 30-some-odd years ago. She was an advice giver. She was a counselor. She was a psychologist trained in that. She was the only one on the air, even though there are others. There were two prominent ones, Tony Grant and Laura Schlesinger, who were on at the same time. Tony, I think, started in Los Angeles and was on for 12, 14 years, if I remember correctly. She was a counselor of sorts, therapist. Laura Schlesinger never is and never was. Her doctorate has nothing to do with what she does on the air. That doesn't take away from her being an interesting person to listen to on the air. What Laura, and I shouldn't define Joy by what she wasn't. I should define her by what she was. I first would define her as a friend, as somebody that I knew well for decades, someone who was on this program regularly for a long time, but someone who was all about helping. She was a big person in the animal rights movement. She was very interested in the well-being of lots of those who are indigent in New York, where she lived for a long time. She was good at listening to people on the air and getting to the root of their problem. I dare say that, and this may sound a little personal, but I guess it's meant to be. One of her foibles as a friend was that she was always examining or in some way, shape, or form, she was analyzing. That didn't take away from her intelligence, her beauty, her way with the people. And so she had a daughter and I think a brother and a couple of other people in her family. She was on the phone talking, I think, to either her mother or her brother about movies, and she just dropped dead. Just bingo. No signs of anything that I know of. But what it brings to the surface of a conversation like this, and I just also said this in an email to a friend of mine, count your blessings, count the days, and be thankful. Because you never know. The kids on the air with me kid me. They say that I will be on the air until one day they'll hear a thump on the table, and that'll be me just dropping. And maybe that's true. I hope that that will be. I'm not in a hurry to check out. But along the way, we all need to be thankful. And so as you start your day, if that's what you're doing now, maybe you're ending your day. Maybe you'll list at facebook.com/DJVshow or Twitter at DJVshow. What you're most thankful for. In a silent way, thinking about what it was that you, when you first thought about things that you had to be thankful for, what was it and what would it be today? What are you most thankful for in your life? Do you have a good job? Do you have bonds with good people? Do you have enough money? Do you like where you live? All of those things are important, and there are plenty of other things that are important. But her passing is very sobering for me and the people who knew her, because she was a strong influence. She stayed on the air. She was on the air last Friday. She did a program for 3 hours in the middle of the day. that was heard on lots of radio stations. She'd been with it. She was at WOR in New York and on that network from the very first day the network went on the air till the very last day it went off the air. And it was a mainstay in New York on several different stations, then in New York theater, and just someone who had an impact. And so it's just, it's really sobering. It really is to look at an email from a friend and say, I've said, my comment was when I read it, I just said back to the friend, Jesus, because that's all I could think of at the moment. And then I started thinking about it. I didn't sleep much last night thinking about her and thinking about you and thinking about us and thinking about how all of the pieces of the pie were connected, interconnected. And a lot of us don't realize that anymore. And frankly, a lot of it has happened, a lot of disconnect has happened because of those damn iPhones and the devices and things. There's not the connection with people in some circumstances as they used to be. But once you knew Joy, once she became your friend and you were her friend, that was it. The old expression, a friend is a friend till the end, comes to mind, and that's what she was. So those of you who listen to her or remember listening to her or getting something out of it, I pass that information along. 13 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Sixteen past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling. I was thinking about the passing of Gene Wilder. A lot of people were talking about that yesterday, and somebody asked online why he hadn't made a movie in the past 25 years. He certainly was someone who was iconic enough. He cemented his legacy, but during the last couple of decades of his life, he was in not much. His last feature film came out in 1991. It was called Another You. Fans finding out that he had Alzheimer's. He didn't make movies then, but I guess he did do some. I think we talked about it yesterday, Kara. He did some voiceover in some animated movie, if I remember correctly. But he hadn't done anything for at least 20 years before he got Alzheimer's. There's an interview that cropped up yesterday that shed some light. He explained to the interviewer how he had become disillusioned with the kind of films, the style of films that were gaining popularity, the big action flicks, all the CGI and that sort of thing. And I can understand that. I kind of am distracted by them, too. He said, I don't want to do that kind of junk. I didn't want to do 3D. I didn't want to do ones that had a lot of bombs and swearing and sex. If something comes along that's really good, and I think I'd be good for it, I'd be happy to do it, but not too many things came along. Just because he was off camera didn't mean that he wasn't busy. He wrote a lot of books, seven books, a couple of novels, his memoir. He was married to Gilda Radner, his first wife. Remember her? Rosanna Dana. From Saturday Night Live. So he was never on SNL, but he and she made a pretty interesting couple, it would seem. I'm just reading, and I don't mean this to be macabre, but I think that some of this stuff is applicable. I'm just reading a review in one of the radio trades for Joy Brown, long syndicated by WOR. It was a home for many years. She practiced a particularly empathetic brand of advice giving and was more than willing to talk about her own life. That she was. I remember having many conversations with her on the air and off the air about her foibles and shortcomings. She was really very frank, as we hear in this excerpt from a conversation she and I were having.
In our personal life, again, and the mother-in-law is not a bad example, because there seems to be this kind of inherent societal kind of prejudice. But what you need to do about your mother-in-law is remember that she's the one who raised the man that you love, or the woman that you love. So basically, I'm one of those people who thinks that confrontation is one of those words that is overused, and basically what you're doing is littering the roadside with body parts. So if there's a way not to confront somebody, which doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, but saying, if you can figure out what you like about somebody, because it's quite often that we telescope and telegraph our attitude. If I don't like you, I'm going to act like I don't like you, and most of us get defensive when we feel someone doesn't like us, and so we may be more obnoxious than we have to be.
There's a lot of truth to that in many different ways. So, anyway, we'll have interspersed in the program, I think, enough on this hour. But each hour of the program, if you want to stick around, there's a lot to be heard from her and a lot for me to say about her. And a lot of just thinking, and it'll be actually cathartic for me because she was a good friend. Actually, I find interesting, she was a good friend of the Clintons. She liked Bill Clinton even though she didn't like Bill Clinton. She liked Hillary even though she didn't like Hillary. You know, one of those things. I noticed, interestingly enough, that Bill Clinton has told some people in his foundation that he may resign from the foundation because of the pushing that's coming, electioneering, if you know what I mean. I don't know whether that's good or bad. There's enough momentum there. The daughter is really running it now. So I think that there is a room. The Trumps are, I think, Republicans more than Trump. Somewhere in my heart and my soul, I believe there is a friendship between the Clintons and the Trumps. But, you know, in politics, what's the old expression? All is fair in love, war, and politics. So people, I mean, look at the Obama never liked Bill Clinton, but he got along because he needed to get along with Hillary. And look at the things they said about each other 8 years ago when they were running against each other as the presidential candidates in the Democratic Party. Oof. 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three after the hour, music portion of this hour of Good Day with a very disturbing character, starting with Joey Fatone. It's hard to make the things that I did. By the boy band that Jennifer loves.
Joey Fatone was always my very favorite NSYNC.
Really? All right,
a little crush on Joey Fatone.
Did you really? Joey Fatone has opened a hot dog stand. It's called Fat Ones. That's a Florida mall in Orlando. Let's see here. A fire suppression system test at Fatone's Hot Dogs, an Italian ice kiosk, broadcast balloon popping noises all over the mall's PA system. Shoppers fled from the mall because they thought it was a shooting, much like what happened at LAX.
Perfect.
The balloons popped and everybody ran. 10 people sustained minor injuries. 4 went to the hospital. Many left their personal belongings, shoes they just bought, phones, purses, strollers. So it was not exactly a great promotion.
Was he okay, though, by the way?
Ones.
He was not. He was not injured in this, right?
No.
No. I don't think he was there, was he?
No.
I'm not sure.
He was not. There was a special the next day on hot dogs at that place.
I think one of
I want a fat one.
One of the, is it a hot dog that's called, or there's, you can get 5 mini hot dogs or 4 mini hot dogs called the Boy Bander or something.
Yes, right. You can do that at the fat one. Yes, that's true. Yep, yeah,
that's cute.
All right, next up, musically.
5 wieners, no bun.
Yeah.
Jason, now that was in, that's in New York.
Oh, right.
Jason Aldean says, I will not let you have music for my new album. If you belong to a streaming service, you're not going to get this. Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, forget about it. He's got a new album coming out, a solo called They Don't Know on September 9th. But his reps say the album will not be available on any streaming service for at least the first month. So the album is just like anything else, he says. When the new iPhone comes out and you go to the Apple store, they're not just handing them out free. You want something that's brand new, you're willing to pay for it. And then that's why, that's the whole theory, obviously, of going to the movies, because you can get all this stuff sooner or later. You can download it, but with music, I don't have there's nobody that I'd go out of my way. I would go to the movies, but I wouldn't go out of my way to download music from somebody who's got a new album. But that's just me. Jennifer probably would, right?
Yeah. But don't you? For how sure. Do you listen to music? Do you have CDs in your car? Doug.
Me? Oh, I thought
you were talking. A-track?
Yeah, I know.
You got the A-track going?
Who's the wise guy with the A-track? No, I'll listen to, I have some old CDs that one of my former producers put together for me that I listen to when I'm on the road. And I listen to books if I'm traveling.
Right.
That sort of thing. All right, so that's the Jason Aldean story. Now let's go to Miranda Lambert's story.
Her, my iPod right here.
Right.
In sync, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert.
I knew this was all in your. This was
all
for
in
you,
my. Yeah.
Jen, all in
like
your.
It's in your wagon wheelhouse.
Yep.
Right.
So this is before her new album. Miranda Lambert released the single "Vice." Fans seem to love this. Pretty Lonely. She's included cool cover songs in her live shows. Kept up that reputation when she was in Bangor. Didn't she cry when she was talking about?
She did. Yeah. Recently.
So let's see here. She's traveling with Kip Moore, the Brothers Osborne. They did a cover version of Me and Bobby McGee, for which the audience in Bangor was treated to an additional special guest, her new boyfriend, Anderson East. What's that story, Jen?
They've been dating now for a few months. He is sort of a country, sort of poppy soul singer.
Anyway, there's a lot of focus on her and her music and her feelings. 28 past the hour. Kentucky to the
California sun. With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in your drinking water. So how do you know if it's there? Older homes are more likely to have pipes and fixtures containing higher levels of lead. Stefan Buck, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains your options.
To learn if lead is in your water, review your consumer confidence report released every June or July by your local water provider. You also can have your water tested by a certified laboratory.
NSF International is a not-for-profit global public health and safety organization that tests and certifies products treating lead in drinking water, including water filters, reverse osmosis units, and distillers.
We test and certify products to verify they reduce lead in drinking water. Look for the NSF logo on the product. It is important that you choose the right product for your needs and remember to change water filters according to the manufacturer's instructions.
For more information and a complete list of NSF certified filters, visit nsfconsumer.org.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points. And make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Waking you up from the dream state, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The international news today focusing on Donald Trump going to Mexico. I don't think there's anything. Maybe it is. Maybe it'll be interesting. He's supposed to make a big immigration speech later on, and so he's going to Mexico first. Maybe he's going to try it out on the president of Mexico, who's not his biggest fan, it would seem. Speaking of travel and other countries, the first commercial flight between our country and Cuba is scheduled to fly from Fort Lauderdale to a city called Santa Clara today. This will be the first regular air service since the height of the Cold War, when Castro took over and threw all the Americans out. So 50-some-odd years. If there's anything good, in my opinion, that has come out of actions of this administration, it's this. I think this may be the best and most important thing that Barack Obama has done. This is a ridiculous reality that should have been fixed a long time ago. When I listened to some of the Bushies and other people that were earlier on, the Clinton people said, well, we can't open up the Cubans, they're communists. We can't do business with them. Hello? We owe trillions of dollars to the Chinese communists. We buy all of their junk. All of us, every single American buys tons of Chinese products. So don't tell me that we didn't need to do business or couldn't do business with a communist in Cuba. It was nonsense. It was all about politics and the Cubans that were in South Florida. That's all it was. So anyway, this JetBlue flight taking off at 9:45 this morning. It's a little over an hour. And this is very interesting because what they've done, this will be the first... there'll be daily flights here, actually about 400 flights a week starting soon. American Airlines starts flying regularly from Dallas and Miami, and I believe New York into Havana, and the others all run from there. Delta will run from their hubs, and United will run from their hubs, and JetBlue, I think. I'll bet JetBlue and American will be the biggest of the carriers. So this, and the carrier is smart. They have put in for the crew today 5 Cuban Americans that work for JetBlue. That's the crew. I thought that was pretty smart. And so this crew will be flying 150 people over to this area of Cuba. The Minister of Transportation says the flight will be a positive step. Yeah, although, I mean, that's all bunkum and the usual political blah, blah, blah. Travel to Cuba, though, is something that intrigues me. I can't do a radio program down there yet because I don't have enough internet to make it all work. The cash-starved economy will have a boom like they've probably never seen. U.S. visitors will be all over the place. Thousands of travelers from other nations, certainly Central and South America. And when they build the infrastructure back up again, people come there. It's a beautiful country, actually. If you've seen and watched some of the video and some of the old movies and stuff. So anyway, it's, I think, a good, it's a landmark. It also will, there's chaos down there awaiting. Listen, there's no infrastructure at all. They'll build it up fast. The Americans will put a lot of money in there, and it'll make a lot of money for the Cubans and there's all kinds of corruption because all the money goes. I mean, they can sugarcoat all this stuff any way they want to. Cuba is corrupt. It's run by the Castros, the same as Egypt was run by the Mubaraks and other countries. You can see where, you know, the Saddam Hussein and his family made billions. All these people, because they have controlled everything, will continue to control pretty much everything, and then when we'll look the other way, because we want to have the business. It's good for business for America. It's good for business for the Cubans. So this is just good. So you don't hear me say very often that I applaud what Barack Obama has done, but in this circumstance, yeah, hooray, hip hip, hooray. Next up in our travel around the world, oh, the lovely and talented Kim Jong-un. Once again, his ego strikes. There's a report out today that Kim had 2 more North Korean officials executed this week. One of the men was simply accused of falling asleep during a meeting with him. Hey. South Korean newspaper reports the official incurred the wrath of Kim after he dozed off during a meeting that Kim was presiding over. He and the other man were executed on a military base by anti-aircraft guns. I wanted to make sure, apparently. My God, listen to this story.
According to a new report out Tuesday, Kim Jong-un had 2 North Korean officials publicly executed earlier this month. And one of the men was simply accused of falling asleep during a meeting. Unnamed sources told the South Korean newspaper Chunong Daily the official incurred the wrath of Kim after he dozed off during a meeting that Kim presided over. The paper says he was arrested immediately and charged with corruption before Kim ultimately ordered his execution. As for the other official, the outlet claims he was accused of proposing policies that were a direct challenge to Kim's leadership. A source told the South Korean paper that the 2 men were killed at a military academy in Pyongyang with anti-aircraft guns. But the rumored killings would certainly fit into a pattern of executions Kim has ordered against his perceived enemies since he became leader back in 2011. Perhaps the most well-known example was the 2013 execution of Jang Song-taek, Kim's uncle and second-in-command. He was found guilty of treason and other crimes against against North Korea. And just last year, Kim reportedly had a former defense chief put to death for taking a nap during a military rally. Cheongdong Daily has speculated that these latest alleged executions could be interpreted as a new reign of terror in North Korea, prompted by a series of defections by senior officials.
Somebody will pop this guy off sooner or later. In the meantime,
I gotta say, why would you ever
go there?
Become part of the government there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, maybe, probably nobody is safe, but it especially seems like you're more safe if you're not in his direct presence all the time.
Nope. Okay, speaking of safe, Marco Rubio is safe. Those of you in Florida, are you happy that he won the Senate primary? Marco Rubio. I just don't understand why anybody would vote for him for dog catcher, never mind for the Senate, but that's just me under the circumstances. Speaking of Florida, the hurricane is moving itself into the Florida Gulf Coast, other side of the state, or the west side of the state, as we speak. Clouds, very thick and heavy, powerful hurricane threatened to pass close on that side. And there's another hurricane out in Hawaii as well. So the Florida, let's see, there are tropical depressions going on at the moment, hurricanes going off at the moment. On North Carolina's Hatteras Island, a slow stream of cars from places like Maryland, New York, Ohio are getting out, going over the bridge to the mainland, heading north because the waves are getting big. The beaches are going to get eroded. The wind is going to be stiff. 58 to 64 mile an hour winds now in those areas. Those of you in the Carolinas, I'm looking at the path of this. Well, there's actually a couple of different storms, but the one that seems most imminent is moving across from the Gulf. It'll go across northern Florida into Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and it looks like it'll peter out a little bit south and east of you, Kara. The coast of Virginia would go off. So you're going to have some rain late tonight, well, maybe later this afternoon into tonight and tomorrow morning, as is the coast, coast of Jersey, New York City will get it, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, get some rain tonight and tomorrow. And that's all from this storm that's going up the East Coast. And then, man, the West Coast, that hurricane out there, looks like it could be a Lollapalooza. Woof! Woo! Man, winds 180 miles an hour. I don't think I want to have anything to do. Won't be many flights working in that direction. 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
Ah, there's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. Sprint's network reliability is now within 1% of Verizon. Plus, Sprint changed the game again with their new unlimited data plan that gives you the freedom to do whatever.
Wow, unlimited data?
Yep.
I've watched dog videos, cat videos, dogs with cats videos. No overages, no worries.
People seem pretty excited.
Ooh, and I play puzzle games and candy things and text, ping, post, snap, tweet. I am DM. Hashtag best unlimited on the planet.
Can you hear that? So, switch to Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Get unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data for $60 a month. Live your life unlimited. Live free. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phone subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Plus taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second for evident network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
47 after the hour, trending stories from the West Coast. Remember that Stanford swimmer Brock Turner, who got a six-month sentence for raping a college student? He's going to be released tomorrow after serving only half of his six-month sentence. Seems like we were just talking about him going to jail. Now he's getting out. The sentence caused so much outrage that lawmakers in California have taken action and introduced a bill inspired by this boob. Here's the report.
Brock Turner's six-month jail sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman sparked outrage from many who thought the punishment didn't fit the crime. And now California is just one step away from passing a law that would close a loophole that made Turner's lenient sentence possible. State lawmakers passed the bill Monday by a unanimous vote. If it's signed into law, it will make prison time mandatory for offenders convicted of sexually assaulting a person who was unconscious. See, in the past, prison time was only required in sexual assault cases where force was used, which leaves out incidents in which a person couldn't fight back because they were unconscious or severely intoxicated. In Turner's case, he was put behind bars at the Santa Clara County Jail, which critics thought was far more lenient than serving time in prison. Assemblyman Bill Dodd, who helped write the legislation, said in a statement, "Sexually assaulting an unconscious or intoxicated victim is a terrible crime, and our laws need to reflect that." Turner, who was a swimmer at Stanford University, was found guilty in March of sexually assaulting an unconscious, intoxicated woman outside a fraternity party on campus. He was sentenced in June, but he's expected to be released from jail Friday after serving only 3 months of his sentence.
All right, so, Kara, thinking back on this, we've had at least three or four of these things since then, including one, was it earlier this week or last week?
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, somebody who got basically nothing.
Well, and that's why these guys are all disgusting to me. But the thing that is much more worrisome to me, at least right now, is that there are judges that we've either elected or that we're counting on to uphold the laws and protect the people in society. And they're not using
no
any
protection.
Common sense, or they don't care, or I don't know what it is. But
combination of both.
I don't understand how anyone can look at a situation like this and think that the responsible thing to do is to send them to college where there are statistics galore of, you know, men who have sexually assaulted women. You know, the statistics are so high in college, and it's just it's scary.
That's exasperating more than anything else. It's just then the silence is deafening from people who are not putting up a big stink. Younger women are, but that's about it. But it's about time some of these laws were passed. I'm for that, frankly. I'm not for a lot of new laws. 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Our visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's here, one of the most excellent radio people I have ever encountered, and I've encountered most of them. We're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. First of all, the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age, because it was it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were one, two, three people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They all went to private school. I didn't. They didn't like me, made fun of my name, made fun of the fact that I had cows, made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle. And,
did you ever hear somebody say, I just hate you, or I hate him?
Yes, my former wife.
Yeah, but presumably it was before
that.
That
doesn't count, though, right?
Do you hate the word hate?
Before she married me, you mean, or what?
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, I mean, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. That was
very somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on that note, though, Doug?
What's that reason?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of
today's Doug Stephan Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Yes, vituperative.
Yeah. Very vituperative.
Vituperative. It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse. Uh-huh. Congratulations, Joe Brown. You've just won a Cedar Side snack pack.
Well, I think that what happens, though,
do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
Hey, I love this.
Earlier in the morning, we all said
it's peak word my way. All right, stop it.
I'm going to find
you cool. I guess I'm done with this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah, because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, mm-hmm. and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous, and then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it. And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew up, something you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you, and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That
right.
was it.
Being magnificent, yeah.
Right.
And she probably
when
impressed.
You grew up.
No, they were well.
Well, but no, see, we get stuck. We get stuck in those things. I really do.
Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desk.
She likes how he uses full names.
And, who's going to know? She's not listening. She married Bruce Lovelace. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through Lovelace. Junior high and high school.
They have a Lovelace marriage.
And I saw them at the 50th anniversary or 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to. Recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row, and Miss Welch's, Doris Welch was the English teacher in the seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me, and she was developing.
Breast, I told you.
She always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day, I unbuttoned her blouse, and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it, and put it around the chair, and then buttoned it back up again.
That was mean.
Was it really?
Yeah,
that's pretty mean. She's probably just like you have Gail Sheehy problems. She probably has Dudley Stephan problems.
Yeah. Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now, going, "I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephan."
This is true though. I was just going to say when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people, and you will not see me on the list. Ever because you overcompensate.
You're very self-sufficient.
I know. I'm like, never be called that again. Anyway, sorry, Joy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. My sister had an imaginary friend when she was in second grade called Cynthia Bardsley, and whenever something went wrong, Cynthia Bardsley did it. And I gave a speech in York, Pennsylvania, about 10 years ago, and somebody asked a question from the audience about imaginary friend, and I said something about Cynthia Bardsley. This woman comes up afterwards and says, "I'm Cynthia Bardsley."
Really?
Yeah, there was a real Cynthia Bardsley.
I went to school with a Cynthia Bardsley.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for her radio program. Ask her a question or check out her website, drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.